here we are in Dawson. We get to finally lay down. How's that feel?
It's going to feel really good here in just a second. Because I'm going to be out. I was out about every 10 seconds riding the sled.
Couldn't stay awake, huh?
Could not stay awake. And it was daylight.
What was your trip like over from Eagle? What was the river like?
You want me to talk nice language?
Please.
Anytime we were on the river, whether it be from Circle to Slavin, Slavin's to Trout Creek to Eagle, Eagle to here, it was not good.
The trail wasn't good.
It wasn't good because you had a wind right in your face, sometimes 40 miles an hour for long periods of time, and the trail had a lot of snow on it, so it was real punchy. The dogs were going up to their knees in snow with the wind in your face. If you could find the trail. If you could find the trail, then the dogs just had to go knee deep. But if they missed the trail, then they would go up to their shoulders and do a nosedive. So you were constantly looking in this 40 mile an hour wind where the trail was at one time, which made it hard. So, and it was the same for everyone because Cody and I were right behind each other, or I was right behind him at one point. I could see his light and I couldn't tell where he'd been because the wind would blow it shut really quick. So, anyway, Yukon River, no good.
How'd you pick your leaders through that area? I see you came in with some different leaders than you when we saw you last. What made you decide to switch them up?
I think they get tired of trying to make a decision all the time. And once they do it for a long period of time, they're kind of done. And then they'll start slacking off, which means the people behind them get their foot over the line and get tangled, and we stop. So after you go up there about 20 times, you'll change the leader out.
So you just wanted to switch it up a little bit. What was it like going over American Summit? You went over in the daytime, didn't you?
American Summit looked like it just got pummeled. I wish I'd had a video of the snowdrifts 8-9 feet tall, 45-degree angle, which we had to go over. And it gets really bad there in 2011. That's where I had to go through, and it was 50-mile-an-hour winds. It's no good. It's a real pretty place, but it's got to be the worst place in the world to be in a storm. The wind intensifies right there at the peak. The wind's trying to get over to the other side, and it blows hard. Anyway, I got lucky. And when I got up there, there was, first little stretch was probably 20-30 mile an hour wind just for a second, and then it died off. Still had all the side hills and all that you had to go over, but no wind, very little wind. I had my goggles on, I had everything on, and then didn't even need it.
You were prepared.
I was. So American Summit was, everyone was worried about it, and it was windy down below, so usually you'd think it'd be windy up there, but for us, it was not. But I waited till about daylight to go over it, and most time, that's when the wind is at its least. About then, and that's what I told Michelle Phillips. She laughed at me and said, "Thought I was full of crap." But I think she'll be changing her tune after we went over it and with no wind.
So, what's been the deal with your sled? We've all heard you've had a few sled issues from the very first checkpoint on.
sled's been on 18 1,000-mile races and hadn't had any problems. Well, the 18th 1,000-mile race, which is this one, it decides, the problems decide to show up. So my foot runner board on one side broke. On one end, there's two bolts, one on each end, and when one of those bolts break, then it just goes flying. So you can't stand on it. So we jerry-rigged that a bit and got it to stay on. Then the other side broke. And then at Trout Creek, Cody said, your sled's a little cattywampus. When we were inside, I said, well, I didn't notice it. I did know I hit something out there on the river because it was a big thud. Well, it broke the back thing off my sled, which holds a lot of weight.
It's your little caboose where you carry your cooker and your fuel and
all that stuff. So you can get it out of your sled. Broke. About the time I was ready to leave. So I had to stay for a little bit longer to try to make something work. And Mike there at Trout Creek. Mike, what's his last name, Mike? Dang it, I forgot. But anyway, he said, I hate to tell you this, but there ain't no way that's going to work.
Well, I hate to tell him that, but it did, didn't it?
It did.
It did. So that just means we'll thaw that sled out and get it fixed up before you head on this next 500.
Well, we hope.
We hope. So what's your plan right now?